This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. This is from Terilyn in Orlando, CLO. Terilyn writes, how do I explain to my teenager that it's a good thing that his dad is trying to get his diploma when his peers are teasing him because his dad takes classes at his high school?
Yeah, daddy got to move them classes. There's some other places to go. Yeah, you can't do this to your baby. Everybody going out, coming out of basketball practice, you going in for night classes. This ain't the way this works.
That's what the
you have got to dog, you got just another program, another school. Come on, man.
That's your dad going into social studies. Is that your dad?
All right. Okay. Moving on.
Hey, man, your daddy was at my desk yesterday.
Man, that's messed up.
Man, your daddy big as hell.
Oh, that's terrible.
That's so embarrassing. Yeah, it really is.
Hey, your daddy quit sticking that gum under the desk, though. Please, tell your daddy stop.
Aww.
All right. I saw your daddy's paper. Your daddy got a D in reading comprehension. This ain't looking good.
But y'all, wow, his daddy is just trying to better himself.
Where's the support?
Dog, it ain't no way one of my homies' daddies could have came up to that school to take a class. It just ain't no way.
We weighing him out.
Wow.
You 16 and got more education than your father already.
They just won't right. stop.
That's you true. And your daddy share a locker together, dog? Yeah, dog. You can't have nothing.
Man. All right, we're moving on. This is from Freddie in LaGrange. Freddie writes, I have an ex-girlfriend that I love and want to have a relationship with, but she's got a lot of hood tendencies, and she doesn't get along with my sisters or my mom. I don't play about them. Should I get my girl back, or does family come first?
This bro, look, you just said you don't play about them. That's mm-hmm. what you just said. So obviously that's your priority. Mm-hmm. Now, she done obviously did something so hood that y'all broke up about it. Well, is her being a hood the problem you're having with her or your family having with her? And it sounds like it's his family.
Mm-hmm.
And so which caused the tension to the breakup. And you're going to keep breaking up with people as long as your mom and sisters don't like them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so just let your mom and sister determine who you going to date before you date somebody else. And that's where you at. You stupid, though, dog. You stupid.
Yeah, because
your mama
you
and your sister, probably half them ain't even in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So now you taking relationship advice from some people that ain't got one they self. I would reconsider that.
Okay.
Courtney in Princeton says, I'm a 31-year-old virgin, and it's intriguing to the guy that I'm dating. He tells everyone that he's got himself a good girl. We've been dating a year, and I'm ready to have sex. But I don't want to lose my good girl status. Will he think less of me?
Listen,
she doesn't want to lose her good girl status. Will he think less of me?
Well, then remain a good girl.
But she's ready, though. She said she's ready. After a year, she's 31.
That's called hot shit.
You can't be good and bad at the same time. Which one you want to do now?
Is sex bad?
She should be married.
Yeah.
Wait. Did she get married?
Yes, it's bad, Shirley, if you don't want to.
But she said, I'm ready to have sex.
Okay, but she don't want to lose her good girl status.
Right, because he thinks, yeah, she's a good girl, and he's been bragging about it. Yeah.
So then, why don't y'all? He's had sex this past year and a half.
Yeah. In that year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she ain't. She ain't.
Mm. Oh, he's had sex since he's been in a relationship. Oh, yeah.
But not with her. Several times.
Hell yeah.
Yeah,
because she 31. He got to be in his 30s. Well, what 30-year-old man capable is then gone a year and a half without sex? For what? Now, unless he's in prison and you his pen pal, that's other than that. But if he out here.
There's no mention of that in this.
It's happening.
You cannot have IG as I see it today.
What does Instagram have to do with this?
Yeah. Go on it.
Tell me. What are you saying?
If you're a 31-year-old man, how you can go on Instagram and not want nothing.
I'll tell you where to go.
You need to be quiet, married man.
I'll tell you exactly where to go. If you're in the business of looking, I'll tell you where to go. Mm-hmm.
She wants to know, will he think less of her if she does it? That is the issue.
Hey, look. Listen, I don't really know that he's going to think less of you, but that's what he's telling people. See, baby, this decision is all yours. If it's a mistake, if you're being pressured, it's a mistake. If it's a decision you want to do, but first of all, you just got to ask yourself, why were you abstinent? Why were you abstaining? Mm-hmm. And now, why do you not want to abstain? That decision is yours. You know, let's just be grown about it. You know, the Christian way is the way to go. I've never been able to, you know, follow that exactly. So I'm not really a good person, you know.
You had to go there.
Yeah, though. She almost there.
Yeah. What, Tommy? What are you?
Don't ask him.
We got about one more week before we both can't take it. It's going to happen next week.
After a year.
By next Thursday, next Friday, it's pretty much going to jump off.
It's going down. All right.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.